Hello, everybody. Just to finish the current section, says that a few stats, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicates that astonishingly 61% of the American population is now unhealthy, all because of little or no exercise and poor nutrition. And further, quotes another study from Professor Stephen Blair, that the low fitness is responsible for 16 to 17% of deaths in the United States every year. Essentially, again, reiterating, eating well and exercise are the recipes for longevity. Move on to the next subsection. Which is better, a healthy diet or regular exercise? So it says it's kind of like akin to the who you like better, father or mother question. And obviously, they're both important. However, weight loss, the answer unequivocally is diet. Weight loss is generally 75% diet and 25% exercise. It's much easier to cut 500 calories out of your diet than to actually burn them away in the gym. But you'll be aware that physical activity has consistently positive effects on achieving weight maintenance, and a healthy diet alone won't get you where you want to be. So essentially, in the long-term plan, you might be able to cut the diets, but it's not going to be preventive for all the diseases that we're trying to prevent through a healthy living. So for good health and living longer, the key absolutely is exercise. To prevent cancer and heart attacks, to avert diabetes and variety of medical conditions, to improve mood and manage stress, to provide physical fitness. Fitness can add years to your life. Physical activity is indispensable. So in fact, eating a healthy diet alone will not make you healthy. Again, the idea that the exercise is a preeminent or also preventive cure, whereas the diet might get you in shape today, but if you're looking towards the long term and quality of years to your life, that's where the exercise comes into place. And then just quoting the Rambam says that Rambam emphasizes that exercise is preeminent, even vital, and diet is silently second. To be healthy, you must exercise your body. Going a little weiter. That although this may seem like a very holistic approach, the emphasis being emphasis on physical activity, that if you're sedentary, either if you're at Gomorrah or you're at your desk all day, you're simply sitting the most of the day, you are at serious risk for a variety of diseases, no matter how well you eat and no matter what diet you follow. So it's a beautiful analogy. That a machine, which is designed for movement and sits unused, will rust away. A body which is designed for movement and said sits withers away from disease. And he quotes Hippocrates, said over 2,000 years ago that all parts of the body, if they're used in moderation and exercise, become thereby healthy and well-developed and age slowly. But if left idle, become liable to disease, defective in growth, and age quickly. Again, the best insurance is to exercise your body. Hashem has given us an amazing bracha of time and health, and it's our duty, our responsibility to take care of them, to use our time to maintain a healthy body. We will just close this first chapter with the words of Professor Blair, that he says, physically active people not only live longer, but also retain physical function far longer into their lives than do those who do not exercise. And now we're seeing evidence that physical activity contributes to retention of brain function as well. What this means is that if you want to stay out of nursing homes and lead a fully functioning life, you need to get into some form of regular exercise program. It's the best insurance policy you have when it comes to achieving your long-term objectives. Thank you so much.